Morning. Dr. Schneider obtained a six-minute walk test on David McNamara. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 9/26/23, Mr. McNamara performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, your room air saturation was 99%, period. The patient walked 487 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation at the end of the study was 90%, period. In paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Donna Stein. This goes to Dr. Kerry Portis and to Dr. Timothy Winslow. On 9/26/23, Mrs. Stein performed a six-minute walk test, period. I'm sorry, a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the only bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change, period. In paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Philip Peacock. This goes to Dr. Pogodino. 9/26/23, Mr. Peacock performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the only bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was improvement in airflow, but no significant change in forced vital capacity, period. Compared to a prior study data, 2A23, there's been no significant change, period. In paragraph impression, moderate restriction with a bronchospastic component, and at the end of the study, there's no significant airways obstruction, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Lois Smith. This goes to Dr. Portis. On 9/26/23, Mrs. Smith performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the NLH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility of airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/21/23, there's been improvement, period, in paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma and showing improvement. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Kunkel, K-U-N-K-E-L. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn on 9/26/23. Mr. Kunkel performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the only bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of forced vital capacity, probably due to improved effort, but flow rates also improved significantly, leaving the patient with a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction, period, compared to a prior study dated 4/19/23. There has been improvement, period. A paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing improvement. Next, six-minute walk test on Rhonda McNeil. This goes to Dr. McGinley. On 9/26/23, Mrs. McNeil performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 99%, period. The patient achieved 373 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation at the end of the study was 96%, period. New paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.